Peace River MLA Dan Williams joins us on the phone today. Mr. MLA, thank you very much for joining us. A report actually was handed in to the health minister of the province. First of all, I guess just as a little bit of an icebreaker, get your comments on that report that was handed in, I believe done by you.
Yeah, that's right. Thanks for inviting me on, Keith. I'm happy to chat with you about it. It's a report on palliative care and end-of-life care in Alberta, and something that I authored over the last year, really. I've been working with the Minister of Health and really getting a sense of where we're at in Alberta when it comes to palliative care and end-of-life care. It's an incredibly important service that every single Alberta family is going to come into, and it's not a flashy announcement, but it was an important one. There are $20 million committed above and beyond any previous commitment any government had made to palliative care. And it's going to help in a few key areas, including education and training for those who are in this field. We're going to focus on getting early access to palliative care, which is important to know. It's not just for people at the end of their life. Anyone with a life-limiting illness, anyone who's really in a vulnerable spot in their health, palliative care provides comfort for them and increases the quality of life of themselves and those around them so they can enjoy their time with their family and friends as they go about their day-to-day lives. We're also going to focus on research and innovation, and a really, really important one is as folks get into palliative and end-of-life care, keeping them with their family, keeping them in their home and in their community in a familiar setting for as long as possible. Not only is it better for the government in terms of resources, but it's much, much better outcomes when people are at home with their loved ones and their family members. And to be honest, it's almost always family members that are providing the lion's share of that care. More than it is health professionals, and anyone who's had a family member pass knows that it is all about the family members caring for them and the ability to provide a quality of life for the loved one.
How much of an impact is this going to make on, I guess, rural Alberta in general, and I guess specifically the Peace region?
Well, it's going to be huge for rural, because a key part of the findings is that there are a number of different populations in the province that don't have as good access to these really important services. I mean, when you're in a palliative setting, right, when you're needing that care, it's really tragic when you can't get access to it because of where you live. And we saw that one of the key things we've set out as a grant criteria is you have to be targeting one of these populations. An important part of that is rural, remote communities. We, sadly, have gotten less access than other communities in big centers. And that's not anyone's fault. It's a function of how it developed over the last 40, 50 years in the province. But the truth is that rural communities are the ones that are part of who are focused on in this $20 million grant funding that has been allocated for palliative care. And it also sets out a roadmap saying that we have to systematically address the lack of access to some of these services in rural communities. And I spoke to folks in Peace River itself and all the way down to Medicine Hat, across the whole province, and that's something I heard loud and clear, is that these communities need more help and services. So if you're looking at being a group, any group can, whether you're a professional organization, a not-for-profit, a volunteer group, all sorts of educational facilities, you can apply for some of this funding. And you're looking at supporting a rural or remote community or an aspect of access to the service in a rural or remote community, then please get in touch with my office and we're happy to make sure that you get that grant application in.
In a rural setting like it is here in the Peace region, is it a question of palliative care maybe either being underutilized or kind of slipping under the radar, as it were?
Well, no, there is a lot of that being underutilized. And sadly, there's a lot of reasons for it. Some of it is the history of palliative care really came out of the mid to late 70s, where cancer diagnoses happen, and so we were seeing an increase in those, so we wanted to be able to comfort folks towards the end of their lives. But the truth is that there are lots and lots of other diagnoses that people should be accessing palliative care. It is there for them, but they're not, because they don't realize it, or there's a stigma associated with the end of life in palliative care, even though many people with these illnesses diagnosed live many, many happy long years, and they do so with a better quality of life because of palliative care. So there are lots of reasons why it's being underutilized, and I think it's important that the word gets out there, that early adoption of palliative care, if you're someone diagnosed with a life-limiting illness, even if you have many years ahead of you, it's good for you to be able to access that So that's definitely a key problem. Some of it is also just the infrastructure. It starts in the big centers, and no one's to blame for that. That's where the critical mass of people and a critical mass of expertise often are. But what we need to do is take this patchwork of different services across the province that developed in their own way and be able to bring that to these other communities. Now, that being said, Peace River has done a very good job for a community in rural Alberta in trying to get access to this. But there are still challenges, and we do need to expand access. And part of that is just getting folks familiar with it. Part of that's building up the services more, and that's what these dollars are for.
Just out of curiosity, how many pages is the report?
Oh, geez, I think it's probably about a 20-page report.
Around 20 pages?
Yeah, 20 pages. And folks who are interested can find it online on the Alberta website, and I can make sure I forward you guys the link afterwards. And if you just want one page, that executive summary sums it up with those, I told you there, the four key points of where we're focusing, and the importance of making sure that we keep folks in their familiar settings for as long as possible and get folks adopted the care as soon as possible.
Mr. MLA, how pleased are you with this report that's been presented?
Well, I'm just really grateful I've had the chance to be able to learn more about this. I didn't know much about it when I started, and to be honest, unexpectedly and very sadly, my mother was diagnosed a few months after I started the review with a very aggressive form of brain cancer, and she became palliative. And it was really due to the care and love of my father and my brother that we were able to have a quality of life and time with mom. And so it was one thing to read about it. It was one thing to understand it through experts, and I tell you, it's a whole different thing to experience it. So my heart goes out to every single family member, every single individual in my constituency who's had somebody go through end-of-life and palliative care. It's a difficult time. But I tell you also, Keith, it's one of the only times in life that you really can just let go of everything and love that family member like never before. And that's why palliative care is so beautiful. It allows you to just know and love that person so well. You can just be a brother or a son or a mother or a father again. And I think that's really, really important.
What is the next step in the process? I know the report has been handed in to Jason Copping, the health minister, but from your perspective, what is the next step in the process?
Well, the next step is going to be the grant process. The applications are due January 7th. We've already handed out about $9 million in everything from research, innovation, to on-the-ground dollars to help with palliative care and services. So there's $11 million remaining. Those grant dollars need to be used, and we're going to award them before the end of March. So we need to make sure that we get those applications in. There's going to be a process for that. It's going to be fair above board with a set of criteria. A number of different selection committees go through and score them for the best ones across the province, focusing on, like I said, key criteria like remote and rural communities, and focusing on those four key areas about early adoption and community support for keeping folks in familiar settings, and that kind of thing. And then we're going to be able to get those dollars into our communities so that families, like mine, what I went through, and like thousands upon thousands of other families who have a family member who are in this spot, can get access to more services. It's not a flashy announcement, Keith, but I tell you, every single Alberta family is going to go through this, so it's important we support them.
Peace River MLA Dan Williams on his report on palliative care. Sir, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Always good chatting with you guys, especially on an important topic like this one.